Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Paul Adame and Ben Carnevelli, and they are here representing the UTEP Staff Council. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Now, first of all, let's start with, with you, Ben. What is the Staff Council? You know, people may be wondering, well, there are a lot of councils, a lot of staffs, especially at the university, but what specifically are you charged with?
The Staff Council essentially is a resource for the staff to go to with any concerns, with any complaints, any kudos about what's happening with the staff body. We were incepted in 1994 by Dr. Natalicio, mandated to be the third leg of three to represent the community. You have the Faculty Senate, the student government, and then she created a staff council to be that third pillar to be the voice for the staff.
So that's what I was going to ask, I guess, and you already answered it, but just to validate that again, that, okay, us faculty members, we have Faculty Senate, but if someone on staff has some kind of concern, they would go to you all?
Absolutely, yeah. We have 26 districts throughout the university, and each one of those districts have their own staff council representative. And, their districts, anything happening in those districts can report to their staff council representative, kind of like the way Congress is set up in the United States, and they bring the issue to the staff council. We discuss it. If it's something we've heard that's widespread from other district reps, we look at that and we put it on the agenda to discuss further. And at this point, if that concern is something that needs to be heard by the president, then we will create a committee, and that committee will come up with do all the research they need to do, and put it in a nice format for us to take to Dr. Natalicio so she can review it, and we goes from there.
And joining us also, as I mentioned, is Paul Adame, and Paul is the vice president of the staff council. And Paul, tell us a little bit about your role as a vice president, and I know that this is a new appointment, but having been a member of the UTEP staff, what are some of the concerns generally that you heard before you became a member of the staff council?
Yeah, right. So, Louis, the main issue, I guess, that we've heard collectively across the board is parking, probably. But, that's something that with a lot of effort, we were able to create a committee and work hand in hand with parking and transportation services to try to have a forum, which is actually what took place last month. And that was just one of the things that, like Ben was mentioning, that when we do hear a large body voice either a concern or a suggestion, and this is what can happen when we do put our effort together and we work hand in hand to try to get information out, disseminated.
And just as other branches of the U.S. government get together, like Congress being convened, U.S. Senate, House of Representatives. How often do you all have meetings, and who is eligible to attend those meetings? Everyone or just the ones elected?
So we have a general staff council meeting every month, and that's what we have all the staff council representatives meet in one area, and that's when we start to discuss any issues that were brought to them. Anyone on campus is able to attend those, whether you're a student, staff, any part of the UTEP community can attend those. And those are usually held every third Tuesday of the month. The location shifts around a little bit. Sometimes we're hosted by other departments, but it's on our website and the calendar if anybody's interested. The first Tuesday of the month is when we have the executive committee, and that's a closed meeting. And that meeting is for only the executive council, executive committee, excuse me, and that's where we discuss what's going to be on the agenda for the general meeting.
Now, as far as goals, objectives that you all may have, we were discussing this before the program started, and this is a problem that, and I'm not saying it's necessarily a problem at UTEP, but something that we all encounter, whether it be at the grocery store, at home, in our church, whatever, and that's customer service. People want to be treated, in kind, and the fact that we don't like I remember when I was doing television news, we would be told, the audience doesn't care if you had a bad day or whatever. They want to smile. I want you to smile. I want to take care of everybody. And that's one of the things that here at UTEP, especially the first week last month, the fact that everybody was bombarded with phone calls and visits, and sometimes it's hard to stay on par. But what are perhaps some of the key things that you would tell other staff members so that they can get on board and, you know, perhaps encourage other staff members to have a good customer service?
I think that's a good question. We have heard on occasion that students have had concerns about certain areas with the customer service. And that's, like you said, it's everywhere. It's businesses. I think what's important for staff is to always remember that, I mean, I think ultimately the student is the reason we're here.
Absolutely.
We need to focus and make sure that the student is taken care of. They're new students, especially freshmen that come in that are not aware of their surroundings, aware of the procedures and policies of the campus and the way the flow is. I think a lot of staff, we are inundated with lots of work and we have to understand that's part of that is our job, is to make sure the students walk away satisfied. And the reason is we're a university, we're a large university, we're a pillar of El Paso. And I think it's important that we portray ourselves that way at the student level. Each individual walks away with a different perspective on the university based on how they're treated. And if we can treat them with respect, and for the most part, UTEP's good at that. We're really good at that. But I think just to remind yourselves, you know, that the students are the reason we're here. We're here to help educate the students so that they can be successful. So that's pretty much what I think. That's what we usually share with other staff.
And I know that you probably heard this as well. Sometimes we'll hear somebody say, well, it's not my job. And as you mentioned, being with the students and helping each other out, it's all our job, because once we step on campus or we pick up the phone, we are representative of UT El Paso. And especially us who are on the air sometimes, you know, they recognize us out on the street somewhere. We're representing UTEP El Paso.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, myself, Paul and I actually both work in IT, in IT field, and I am the manager of the networking department. So a lot of the students use my services daily, as I manage the wireless network as well. And on occasion, I'll meet with students and I'll hear their concerns. But at the same time, students will ask me general questions: Where's the library? How do I get to such and such building? Or who do I talk to about financial aid? Where's that? And for me, I've been here 15 years, so I'm very acquainted with these areas. It's in the best interest of that student to be given that information instead of saying, well, I don't know, or pawn them off on somebody else. I think the more we educate ourselves as staff members in giving ourselves more knowledge about the university, which is something we all should do so that the results are better. Wouldn't you agree, Paul?
Completely agree. And like how Ben was mentioning, I also work in one of the sister departments from IT as what staff, faculty think of IT here at UTEP, the Enterprise Computing Department. And my role is to do all the software quality assurance for the internal applications that we develop. So many of either faculty, staff, or students use our products. And I work directly with, I guess, staff members or even some faculty for some of our software that are the stakeholders. And we get really good praise from them, but we don't really reach out, actively to students, because that's not really, not that it's not entailed with the work I do, but we just don't have that opportunity is really the issue. However, we all go to breaks, lunch breaks, and that's a perfect opportunity to just even a simple smile, I think. A simple smile. How do you do? How's your day going? And when I do that, I catch students off guard more often than not.
Yeah.
But then start a conversation from there. What are you majoring in? Do you need any help? Especially these first couple of weeks of school, like you were mentioning, Louis. You know, you also before the show, you mentioned that it's very, very common to see a student walking with a notebook in their hand and looking up to see where they're going, the building names and such. And Yeah, that's the most perfect opportunity. I think,
and it's easier now, as both of you mentioned, because of social media. You know, just yes. about everybody has a tablet or a smartphone, and they can look on there. Whereas before, you had to hike, you know, down several blocks, go to a building, and then you find out it's the wrong building, so you go back to another one. But because of this, also, I would imagine that one of your jobs is probably, if you haven't had one already, I know you have several workshops throughout the years, but one of staff learning how to use these tools so that it can be easier for them as well.
Yeah, I think one of the goals of staff council is also to encourage staff development, I mean, in all areas, whether it be, you know, resources. I mean, Dr. Natalicio has the program of UTEP Aware. The staff can be involved with that. It's very selective, of course, because it's, I think it's 20 individuals each year, but they get to go around and get introduced to other departments, which I think is fantastic. At a staff council level, we have what we call the Info Fair, which is usually every September. And what the Info Fair is it's basically a conglomeration of all as many departments as we can, and we get into a venue of some sort, whether it be the El Paso Natural Gas or the Thomas Rivera Conference Center. And these departments set up their tables, and staff members can come in and meet these new other departments, see what they do. And it's really good. We've been doing it for many, many years now. And it's usually a really good turnout because staff, a lot of new staff come in and they're not aware of a lot of these things.
And I think, as you mentioned earlier, that Dr. Natalicio has the program UTEP Aware, which is a great program. There are a lot of staff members and some who have been here as long as 5-10 years and aren't aware that, you know, they can get a discount going through this, or they can go here and this place is available for staff and faculty. And they go, wow, I didn't realize. And sometimes the community knows more than the actual people who work here because not because it's a lack of information, but sometimes because sometimes we tend to stay in our own little world. And, you mm-hmm. know, this little building, I'm just staying here and I live here. Mm-hmm. 8 days, 8 hours,
exactly right.
And then just go and do something else. And so when you have your meetings, is that a good opportunity for people who may not know about the staff council to go in and find out? Or do you have another meeting or another workshop where you introduce staff to staff council?
Well,
your webpage is very good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the webpage is something we designed a couple years ago because we redesigned it, and it'll be redesigned again here once this new policy comes out for standardizing websites. However, this website we have right now, it was designed a couple years ago by myself and Paul and a couple others in staff council to be a resource, as we mentioned. We have actually on that website a section called Did You Know? And it's just as you said. Did you know that you can get a percentage off your food if you populate your miner's gold card with funds, and you get a 10% discount when you use that at a venue on campus for food, things like this. But as going back to your question about the general meeting, yes, absolutely. Any staff council, any staff member rather, or UTIP community member that would like to know anything about staff council, they're more than welcome to come to those meetings. And how we do it is we run down through our agenda, and at the end we have any open basically for visitors to ask questions, whatever they wish. And we do a good job for visitors that come in. We listen to them. Sometimes we have presentations from departments to give us more information. By all means, the meetings are there for the staff. We're here for the staff, and we're trying to get the word out.
And I think it's been working. At least in my department, from a staff council standpoint, my constituents, I've been educating them and just keeping them informed as to what we're discussing. And I know Ben does a good job at that with his district as well, and a lot of our other fellow staff council representatives. And, yeah, we're getting the word out. And we've been able to tell. We've been getting a lot of email feedback. We've been getting telephone calls, even just person to person. Hey, I heard this was going on. How can I find out more information? Of course, if they need something in black and white, we'll go ahead and send them to staffcouncil.utep.edu. Or if we have the information with us, we'll go ahead and provide it right then and there.
As we wrap up the program, Paul and Ben, one of the things that people look to also, instead of asking you what's your address, they say, do you have a Facebook page? And if you do, if you could give us that Facebook page and your web page so people can go there.
Sure. The website is staffcouncil.utip.edu. And the Facebook page is – it's really – you know what? The name escapes me right now. Give me a second. Because it's not a complete name. It's actually UTIP Staff Count or something, because it's too long. So let me find it real quick here.
Well, I think if they go to the Facebook page and then type in UTIP Staff Council, it will give them
Actually, you're absolutely right. And actually, on our website, on the bottom right hand, has the link for our Twitter and our Facebook page.
That's right.
So okay. It's probably better to do that.
All right. Well, thank you both very much for taking the time to be with us here today. We've been visiting with Paul Adame and Ben Carnevale, representing the UTEP Staff Council. And as you heard both gentlemen talk about their webpage, you can go to utep.edu and then type in Staff Council, and it'll take you there, including also letting you know what district you're in so you can find out more about that. Gentlemen, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Mike Tipton. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.